Mickey, of course, your Werribee took on Brisbane yesterday, went down by a couple of goals. So we do know. Can you just confirm? I'm sure you
will. We went down by 1-6.
Yes.
Because we kicked too many points.
Yep.
But ourselves a chance.
I'll get you to analyse that. So just, I think we've probably worked out who the emergency for Brisbane today is. So prior, Loman and Fort all played in that game.
So the sub will be Mitch Robinson.
Mitch Robinson, yeah.
And Loman went off at half time, so he'll be carrying over.
Just in case.
Just in case. I think, which happened last week to Brizzy. So they carried over Darcy Fort just in case.
Yeah.
And the injury happened and he became the sub. Yes.
Take us through just a quick thought on that game, because the VFL obviously is a fascinating watch, the mixture of the AFL clubs, the standalone VFL clubs, obviously going right across the eastern seaboard of Australia, 21 teams, a massive competition. You're 8-8 this year as a standalone club. Just your thoughts on yesterday and just the competition and how it's unfolding.
Yeah, I think and it's relatively new and it's probably got its critics, the competition. Having 21 sides and at the moment it's an 18-game season and there are complexities around trying to make it a 20-game season or 20-round season so you could play every side twice and all of that. But, I'm loving the role doing it and being involved in it. And our guys, I know from my side's point of view, the semi-professional players that work full-time and are at uni and get paid a pittance to play, they love the opportunity yesterday of playing a side like Brisbane that have, I think it was 16 or 17 AFL-listed players, full-time athletes, that they get to pitch themselves against these guys. Because so many of my guys and the standalone guys there, that's always been their dream, to go and play AFL. And we know the percentage that get drafted from those that want to is minuscule. So, it's been an interesting experience. So some weeks as a standalone club you can get quite lucky, the luck can be on your side. And by saying that means a bit of unluck for maybe an AFL side that might have some injury and illness and compromises their reserve. So, and then other weeks you can have it a bit the other way, where they become fully available.
Yep.
And
you've got to play a certain quota of players, under 22?
Yeah, exactly. So every club has to do that.
Yep.
The Footscray's would have to do that, but if you have to play six players under 22 as a standalone club, you're taking six players that have not been drafted.
Yep.
Whereas Footscray can take six players that might be, last week it was Sam Darcy, who's quite handy, cool. And in the top echelon of that age group and whatnot. So it's not a consideration at all for the AFL aligned clubs, because they just naturally get theirs through the way it falls out through their AFL side. Whereas the standalone clubs, they don't get it. And yesterday, that wasn't a great day for standalone clubs, because I looked at some scores around Footscray getting a hold of Coburg by kind of 20 goals, and Williamstown hasn't had a great year, and they get Collingwood now that are kind of humming with availability.
Yep,
and they get a hold of them by 10 to 12 goals. So and that's come with its challenges, absolutely, from a standalone point of view. Our salary cap from 2019 to 2022, so pre-COVID to now, has been sliced in half, of which we're hopeful, touch wood, that that might increase, because as I said right at the start, our players, and I'm more in the, from all reports, Ben Rutten type of thinking and coaching, that the optimism and selling the dream and wrapping your arms around these guys, because that they do it not at all for the remuneration. And the effort they put in is enormous. It's three nights a week through the summer.
Yeah, and you've had the competition too, Mick, from, say, in Melbourne, the strong local footy leagues, the Eastern Footy League, those leagues that, those high-end clubs can pay some pretty decent bucks and for players, where the commitment isn't as much as playing at VFL.
Yeah, and they can. But at the same time, there's the commitment.
Yep.
The standard of local footy and suburban footy, and I don't think it's a controversial statement it's saying at the moment, has diminished as well from COVID for a couple of reasons. One, you know, player availability, people have figured out they can work on Saturday and probably make more money and sit up, and you know, the passion for football might have gone. Yep. So when our guys fall out of our side, it's they go play in these locals leagues. And you might have a guy that gets 30 possessions and plays really well off half back, and you know, then they're expected the next week to go up and play against you know, full-time athletes. Like last week, the ruck combination, or at the moment, the ruck combination for Footscray is Jordan Sweet and Steph Martin. I think you pitch those two names in the VFL at the moment, and they're probably number one, two, and three, and four as ruckman in that comp. So the comp's working through it, and I'm really confident of the sustainability of the competition and the standalone clubs, where we're united on the front in terms of you know, the work towards getting a more equalised salary cap for our clubs to, you know, maybe get, it might be two more players that we can actually entice through the financial remuneration or community engagement programs within those individual clubs to come through the door. Like, we've got Ollie Hanrahan this year.
Yep.
And Ollie Hanrahan, straight off an AFL list at 23, 24, can be a game changer, and he's one that's loved his transition out and being involved in a semi-professional environment, and feels less pressure, and just opens himself up and feels like the weight of the world's off his shoulders. We're probably looking for just that opportunity to maybe get one or two more Ollie Hanrahans, or you know, four more quality underage guys coming out of NAB League programs or out of local football programs to stump us up a little bit.
Yep.
Absolutely. Southport's going really well.
Look at the table here in front of me. Yeah.
Up in the north. So,
yep.
Steve Daniel does a great job up there in the north as their coach, and their ability to recruit. They've recruited really well out of the AFL with guys, and probably through networkings of jobs, opportunities, and there's a bit of lifestyle. I think a few boys might have packed the surfboards on the plane when they relocated and got up there and enjoyed that. So, loving the fact they're going really well. Our own season probably hangs on a knife's edge, needing a couple of results to go away and need to win a couple of games to get to the postseason. But beyond 2022, I'm really confident the guys or the teams like Coburg will build and Williamstown will build and Frankston, led by Danny Ryan, out there, a very fierce and competitive.
Yep.
And tackle like a team I've never seen tackle.
Yeah.
And that's what we've got to do as standalone clubs. This is we're a bit limited with skill, limited with time to game educate. So we all, I think, to a club, pride ourselves on contest and tackle.
Well, if you bring that as the foundation, you're half a chance. Mm. I mean, Frankston were on their knees, weren't they? You know, Dunn and great recovery to get back. So that top eight in the VFL, Casey undefeated, Southport, Brisbane, both on 12 wins, Sydney, Collingwood. So Brisbane, Sydney, Collingwood, strong AFL seasons, strong VFL teams. The Box Hill Hawks with the alignment with Hawthorn 10-6, Carlton 10-6, and the Gold Coast are inside the top eight at 10-6 in the VFL.